Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode from How Bisexual My Boss, where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you.
How was you, Divas? If you're just listening for the first time, because we've got a lot of new listeners coming in. We call our listeners to the podcast Gene Divas.
After Gin and Debonair.
After Gin and Debonair, G&D.
And talking of other drinks, I've got a little gift for you down here.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Jordan, you were supposed to personally arrange a collection of this, but shock, I had to be your PA. But this is your bespoke luxury engraved pint glass from Claridge's at my wedding.
Oh, so at the wedding, I was given my own... Oh, look at this. I've never had oat from Claridge's before.
Well, you've had a three-course meal, but...
Oh, yeah, so it cost me a fortune. Oh, no, I didn't pay for it. Okay.
So they... Because they heard you talking about will there be pint on tap.
It says Claridge's, Jordan's pint. I'm the only person in the history of that hotel to ever have a pint glass from there. Probably am, actually, aren't I?
Yeah, maybe
probably
not,
am. But... I don't think anyone in Claridge's has ever had a pint before, but maybe...
Not and a bespoke, branded
Claridge's
pint glass.
And the thing is, that was never empty. Every time I turned around, I was chatting to so-and-so. Down, refill, great service. So thank you to Nicola, your wedding planner.
Yes.
At Claridge's for sorting that out.
You're very happy.
Thank you. I genuinely really appreciate that. So thank you so much. Did you know about this?
I didn't at all.
The bag?
Yes.
Oh, I know what. It's going to take pride of place. Wait there.
Oh, gosh, I love the sound of tissue paper on mic.
Anyway, what have we got for us in the bonus episode today?
Well, I've also got to tell you... that, you know, we have talked about my father voting for Abby Clancy once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Abby Clancy now follows us on Instagram and commented on the video on Instagram that we put up of that saying, thank you.
Oh, wow. What did Brian say?
I haven't told him.
bloody blashing here. Bloody hell. Tell her how... Brian, sit down, you little man. She will not be interested in you. Bloody hell. Tell her I said hello. Sever in Bristol. We'll show around the bungalow. Got a bit hot under the collar here, William. Brian, why are you getting so bothered about Abby Clancy, darling? I'm here, you know.
And in other celebrity news, a shout out to Oti Mabuse, who also now follows us on Instagram.
Oh, and me and Oti have been working together
you
recently.
Have, yes.
Yeah. She is such a diamond.
Yes.
You know, when you meet someone and they just, I don't want to say this because it sounds corny, but like light up a room. They've got such good energy. They've got good energy about them. She's great. We've been working together a lot recently. She's great.
She was excellent. She and Danny Mac's salsa, or maybe it was a samba, on Strictly a few years ago.
Danny Mac?
Yes.
From Hollyoaks. Yes.
Yeah. To be fair, I wasn't necessarily watching it for Oti, but she choreographed it, so well done.
Did you ever used to get the Hollyoaks calendar?
No, I did not get the Hollyoaks calendar.
Did you not? Everyone used to get the Hollyoaks calendar.
Not everyone.
I remember one year, my dad asked me to get him the Kylie Minogue one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's
see. Did you used to have the Hollyoaks calendar? What did you have?
Kasabian?
Wow. Let's go to the responses. This one is from Beth and her boyfriend, Carlton.
Did you ever have porn mags?
No, I did not have porn mags.
Did you not?
No.
Yeah.
Did you?
Our Ryan had some at the back of his wardrobe. My mum went mad at him. Yeah. It's before the internet.
Yeah, he's the older brother.
We found my dad's once in shed.
I don't think your father will want the shed.
Would he not?
I don't know.
We were looking. What were we looking for in shed? It was just honestly, it was a big MDF box full of like loads. Well, not loads, but a good few. Oh yeah, did you never read Zoo or Nuts magazine?
No, I was gay.
I was in Nuts magazine in 2006. I went to watch Burnley play at Reading at FA Cup, and it pissed down, and game got called off because of waterlogged pitch, and there was a load of Burnley fans looking miserable. Travelled all the way down, and my pitch was in Nuts. Never read Loaded or FHM. Viz, I'm sure my age here. Viz, never.
I don't know what that is.
Magazines. No. Lads mags and stuff.
No. Do I look like a lads mag sort of person?
But I'm just
saying. Sent my school tie off to be reproduced in silk. I did not read Loaded. Back to the responses.
Okay.
This is from Beth and her boyfriend Carlton. Dear William, Jordan and PB, I'm
did
writing...
Did you ever read, like, Take a Break or Closer or anything like that?
That was probably more likely to be read, but no, I didn't read them often.
I used to secretly read them all the magazines and love them.
Can I get on with this?
Sure.
I'm writing to thank you for the useful tracking system you have provided my boyfriend and me with. We've recently moved in together and had the exciting opportunity to buy everything new for the house, including... A potato peeler.
Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? I said, Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler?
My boyfriend does not listen to the podcast, so when we were in the shop looking for kitchen utensils, I started saying, Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? In a loud voice, northern accent and everything. He was very confused. I admit I did keep saying it over and over, getting some odd looks, but I didn't care. Anyway, I explained the reference and the phrase got stuck in his head also. So now we use it as our greeting when one of us comes home from work. And even if we are looking for the other one around the house, think of it as the new Marco Polo call and response. I shout, Wendy, and he shouts back.
Yes! Can I borrow your potato peeler? I love it!
We locate each other much more quickly and always have a chuckle. So thank you for bringing us that extra bit of joy.
Oh, that's made me cry. That I've got a tear in my eye. I'm so happy. That's my legacy. That is my legacy.
What a legacy.
Yeah.
I came to see you in London with my sisters, Emma and Kate, and we had the best time. Lots of love and keep up the laughing. Beth and boyfriend Carlton.
What a great name. Do the Carlton?
No.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Is that the guy that was the judge on Strictly Temporarily?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. They were doing the Carlton.
Are you having a stroke?
Rick. Best mate Rick.
Yes.
Can do a great Carlton.
Naked dance. Rick.
Naked.
Or is that Pilks? Who's the one that sends naked photos?
Both of them, to be honest. Both married and have children.
For those that are coming new to this podcast, Jordan, can you just give us some sort of backstory?
I can't remember how we got into it. I can't remember. But we used to have a neighbour, and we loved her, God love her. And she used to always borrow stuff from house. And one day, my mum and dad used to get me to do impressions of her.
Right,
that's
yes.
Right. So me being the show off, I've always been like, shock. I used to do impressions. So I remember once, my dad stuffing a pillow down my pyjama bottoms, because she had a big bum. And I went in and I went, Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? I said, Wendy, can I? I'm about 9, 10 year old. Can I borrow your potato? And my mum were howling. Obviously, when you're 9, 10 years old, your mum's laughing. It's like catnip, isn't it? So I still do it now and they still laugh. And I did an impression of it on the podcast. Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler?
And for some reason...
Oh. Hello!
Oh.
Oh, look at that. Perfect timing. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Yeah, come on in. Come in.
Thank you so much.
Honestly, do not eat all of this. You'll die.
So, what's your name?
Ross.
Ross is from... We're recording now, Ross. You don't mind us being on.
Yeah, no
Ross
worries.
Is from the archive shop. And basically, we've said this before, they do the best peanut butter brownies.
Well, this is the best food.
They do the best food. Because what else have we... Oh, I might get one on the way out.
I just had a... Before you arrived, I had a toasted
What was
sandwich.
The wrap I had last time?
Halloumi.
Halloumi, yeah.
Yeah, the flatbreads are so
The flatbreads nice. Are great. And you
yeah,
do
so
the best...
I've made a massive brownie cake.
Oh, cheers, pal.
No worries.
This is...
Thank you very much.
It's a Oreo brownie cake, which you did for my wedding... / general fabulousness.
Thank you for, yeah, great.
Oh, so, should we have a bit?
Have a bit? I'm going to have it all. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for my lovely card as
no
well.
No worries. Like I said, some of our customers have mentioned that you talked about us once.
We do.
And we've got some new customers from it, and obviously hospitality is a bit difficult at the moment. So
if you're ever in, whereabouts are we?
This is London. Hatton Garden.
Hatton Garden. Yeah. Come. Yeah.
No worries. Well, enjoy.
The Archive
That's
coffee
really show. Kind of you.
Thank you, Ross.
We're going to pop
thank
down you. For a coffee in a sec.
Yeah, no
so we'll see you in like 10 minutes or so, Ross.
Can you only take my boxes later?
Oh, great.
We might need one or two. Yes, thank you.
We'll pop down.
Thank you, Ross.
You.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Wait, don't let me show it to
you.
Oh,
we need
camera.
To take a photo.
I might cry.
Oh, don't cry.
No, seriously. What a lovely lad.
It's just amazing.
Sometimes you've got to remember, I'm getting emotional because I'm eating cake, but you've got to remember there's more good in the world than bad.
There is.
How he's gone out of his... He's took time out of his own time running that cafe, restaurant, to make us a cake.
Yeah. And and not just any old cake, a delicious Oreo brownie cake.
We'll send him a bottle of Debonair down.
Yes.
Shall we? Yeah, we'll take him a bottle of Debonair down.
Yes.
Thank you, Ross, but we're just... I'm actually going to cry. It's such a sweet lad.
That is sweet. It's so nice. And thank you to Ross, Jonathan, and everyone down there at the cafe.
Okay, let's crack on.
This is from Rachel. Dear William, Jordan and
I might actually cry.
Oh, bless you. Do you need a moment?
With me. He's such a nice bloke.
He is nice. They're all nice.
Yeah, sorry. Right, sorry. I'm so soft when it comes to all like that. Right, what's up with me? I'm not even on Gover.
Can I carry on?
Yeah, sorry.
Dear William, Jordan and EPB, I don't have a problem. However, I felt the need to tell you this. I dreamt last night that William was the king. I don't remember much else, but now I feel compelled to let you know. I love the podcast and I have listened from the beginning. I taught my friends not to clink glasses. I apologise if there are any grammatical errors. Yours sincerely, Rachel.
If you were king for the day, what would you do?
Well, the trouble is, as a constitutional monarch, you don't actually have an awful lot of power.
I was going to say, you could... Yeah, there's not much you could do. Have a look round palaces.
I'd love to see in all the rooms in all the palaces.
Yeah,
that's what I'd love to do.
I'd run a big bath, right?
Right.
And one of those big baths they've had.
I don't think you have to be king to run a bath.
And I'd get someone to run me a bath.
Okay.
But you know what I'm like? I'd be like, oh, don't do it. I'll do it myself. You're right. And I'd get a shitload of room service.
Okay, I'm not convinced. Okay, you're in a palace, not a Four Seasons.
And I'd get pissed, and I'd invite everyone on if I were king for the day, and I'd destroy Blackburn Rovers. So I'd be like, Blackburn, not the town Blackburn. Just
no.
The club. I'd be like, right, I'm ruling here that they can no longer exist.
I think there would then have to be a revolution.
No, fine.
If you did that.
What would you do?
Ban tattoos.
What would you... Ban tattoos?
Yep.
Oh, God.
I'd outlaw them.
Such a snob. Go on, do one more.
Such a snob? You were just getting rid of Blackburn Rovers.
Yeah. Because it's a... I'm not going to... Can't be bothered with trolling, but yeah. That's what I'd do.
Well, Rachel, thank you. I'm glad that I'm a king in your dreams, but in reality, I'm a queen. This is from... This is from Luciana.
An old one at that.
Hi, William, Jordan and PB. I'm late to the sexted party. I started listening to the podcast 2 months ago and I went to the beginning and worked my way forward. I've just listened to the episode where Jordan says that he cries at old people and also now cake.
Oh, Irish men. Add to your list. Nice Irish men that bring cake. Old people and Irish men that bring cake. I'm so soft. I know. I bet there's... Some lad in his van in Leeds that sort of just had days working listening to me crying at... Go on.
Jordan says he cries at old people when he sees them alone, thinking that they're lonely.
I do.
I'm so pleased that someone else does this too. My family always takes the mick out of me to the point where in supermarkets they'll move me away from elderly people, particularly those who are by themselves buying microwave meals for one in supermarkets. Thankfully, I use this to my advantage as I currently work in elderly care, supporting people in their own homes, and we provide care and companionship to ensure that no one feels lonely. It's nice to know I'm not alone in this. Thank you so much for all you do. You've got me through some very challenging times in my work and personal life. Best wishes, Luciana.
Oh, thank you, Luciana. I always try, if I see them, try to start a conversation with them. It's usually if I see them is when I'm really hungover.
Right.
And I see them in their own... I told that story, didn't I, in Blackpool?
Mm.
I told that before.
Yeah.
So I won't tell it again, but Old people always make me cry.
Bless you.
I think, yeah.
You're all heart.
I don't know if I am. I'm soft.
Do old people make you cry more than cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Old people and Irish lads with cake make me cry. I seem, yeah. It's, but when you see them in cold as well. I said to one old fella other week, I would down a cross road with him. Because he was on thingy, I said, do you want me to help you cross? He was struggling. He went, no, I'm all right.
Was, that was all he right? An Irish man with a cake or an old person?
He was an old person. I also help Irish
people. Do you cry at a Scottish person with a bit of Battenberg?
Is Battenberg Scottish?
No.
I suppose it's German.
Yeah. Well, it's British-ish. Oh. I don't know, actually.
Is that another bad joke from you?
No. I was just wondering if it's just Irish or can they be Scottish, Welsh?
Old people make me cry. They do.
If it was an
and I don't know why, because my grandma Vish, I've talked about before, I absolutely loved her to bits. We were very close, but she wasn't like a timid old lady or anything like that. And she wasn't lonely.
How about if it was an old Irish man with a cake?
Oh, God. Oh, God, don't. Oh, how nice of an old Irish man's Ross going to be. Ross is going to be
well,
one
he
of
might.
Those people, like when he's old, he's going to make cake for neighbours.
This last one is from James. Hi, William. Firstly, congratulations to you and Mikey on your recent nuptials. Wishing you both a lifetime of happiness. You both looked adorable in your photos.
Thank you. Oh, am I saying thank you?
You don't speak for me, thanks. I've got my own voice.
Oh, by the way.
And I'm going to be... I'm heard and I'm seen.
Oh, wow. That picture of us hugging at your wedding.
Cute,
so
it
says yeah. Everything.
I know.
Speaks a thousand words.
Even with those bracelets. I was...
It was such a special day for us both.
I didn't marry you. Honestly, sometimes I'm sitting at home and I say to Mikey, there are three of us in this marriage. I was listening to your recent episode where producer Ben and Jordan were mocking your multi-page PDF for ushers.
Oh, God.
When my husband and I got married, I put together a similar document of all the important information for the day, which I called the dossier. Much to the amusement of my husband and the rest of the wedding party. Lo and behold, come the big day, what was everyone looking for? The dossier. So Jordan and producer Ben may scoff, but clearly it's a good idea. Thought you might like to know that little story. Once again, best wishes to you and your new husband from James on Instagram. Well, there we go. Says it all.
What? How many pages was your usher guide again?
Eight and a half.
Eight pages? Yeah. Okay.
Not long enough, quite frankly. Well, all the best people have all the best ideas.
I would like to carry this episode on more, but we are massively running over. Remember, if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, or whatever makes you cry, get in touch. Yeah, let us know what makes you cry, what sets you off every time. This is the place where we can read it out. Drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexwithmyboss.com with anything you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.